India shifted my expectations. It changes you more about yourself than your perceptions of the world. My name is Samantha Lynn Wilson. I studied in Hyderabad, India. I ultimately ended up with what people think was malaria. So I was medically evacuated out of India. So I came back to the United States after being sick, and I went to a very random scholarship workshop at my university. And there was a grant called the Donald Strauss Foundation Grant, and it provided $10,000 for a senior year project. And at that point in time, I had been reading a lot about microfinance, and I knew that I was interested in how women were coming together around microfinance, but that also meant that their children were somewhere else coming together. And so I was thinking, okay, how does leadership and social justice create a space for the children that are the children of these microfinance women? So I literally emailed hundreds of microfinance institutions across the world, whatever I could find online. And the one that got back to me that wanted to work on children and leadership justice issues was one in South India. And so I took it as a sign that I could come back to the motherland. And I went back to India the very next summer. And I've been going back to India ever since. So Child Leader Project, initially the name itself came from this vision that we were working with some former child laborers. So instead of Child Labor Project, it was from labor to leader, the Child Leader Project. And as a result of that, we started off with this first 20 student cohort in a South Indian village at this little school, and it just was awesome. The students loved it, the faculty loved it, the principal loved it, the families loved it. And so, Samantha sister, are you coming back next winter? Okay, we had the money for that. So we came back next winter, we did another piece of the program where students go to college and have college mentorship. And then at the end of that program, our money was dried up. And they said, Samantha, are you coming back next summer? And that's when I realized it had to become its own organization. It couldn't exist off this 1-year-long grant. So I came back to the United States and we incorporated, became 501c3 during my senior year at UC Riverside, and started funding for the next summer. And we took college students to India the next summer. And then the next summer after that, we took high school students to India. And it became this exchange between the two countries. I had such a great experience studying abroad that when I came back to Riverside, I was kind of confused. Didn't really know how to continue on from such a great experience. And at that time, I actually got an email from someone at the university asking for interns, that this organization was looking for interns. And that organization happened to be CLP. I think the biggest thing, just speaking to Samantha, was her vision of what a young adult and youth-led organization could really do for the community. And about not just saying that I know what's good for these people, or I know what's good for anyone, but that I really want to learn and I really want to commit and invest in the community. So Child Leader Project took a direction I never knew it would take. Initially, it was college students from the United States partnering with college students or youth in India and doing programming. And then over time, and just saying yes to the right people in India and learning from the right people in India, the partners in India would ask me, so what's going on in the United States? And I'd have to be very honest and say, well, we have the Pen Pal program with you, and we're bringing kids to the United States or to India. So it was actually my Indian brothers and sisters that said, well, tell us more about Riverside. Tell us more about what kind of justice work youth are doing in Riverside. And so I came back from India one summer, and I, again, walked into a room, made a presentation, and there was a guidance counselor seated at the presentation that heard me and said, I want this in the high school where I work. And that's how we actually ended up in Arlanza, working at Norda Vista High School. Students pick projects, they research the issues they care about the most. They conducted a survey of 296 freshmen at their high school to determine the 5 social justice priorities, and they picked them. Diabetes and obesity was one, which ultimately resulted in the garden project. We ended up at a community garden center where the presenters informed us that there was this 1-acre piece of land here in Arlanza, and that they were responsible for helping cultivate it as part of a City of Riverside initiative. And we asked where it was, and the youth realized it was literally a mile away from their high school. And ultimately, we became the primary partners to help initiate this community garden. The ultimate vision is a safe, positive public space.
Maybe 10 years ago, this was a flourishing garden that the community really embraced. And over time, you know, now we can, if you can see, it's just, it needs a lot of work. And so right now we're hoping that we can actually rebuild and really replenish the earth and really start this garden back up for the community. Samantha's experience with study abroad and UC Riverside really was kind of the catalyst for how CLP started.
CLP ultimately would not have happened if I had studied abroad in India and been awakened to the fact that there's a much wider world and there's people crossing borders everywhere, but that we could be doing it in a better way.